high temperatures anywhere from the upper 60s to middle 70s. Once we get the showers, the storms out of here by tonight, we'll see temperatures fall to the 50s. Tomorrow, not a whole lot of movement with temperatures, 58 to 63 degrees, perhaps a few showers. Showers will stay in the forecast, although a low chance comes Saturday and Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
69 and cloudy in the nation's capital.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up,
D.C. settles sexual harassment cases involving the mayor's former chief of staff. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Israel's prime minister says it will stand alone if it has to in its war against Hamas.
Will Congress come through with federal funds needed to fully pay for a new key bridge? I'm Mitchell Miller, today on The Hill.
Wall Street is higher, the Dow up 253 points. It's 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Peter King. The Trump Organization's bookkeeper is the next witness in the former president's hush money cover-up trial. The adult film actress who received money to keep quiet is done testifying. CBS's Errol Barnett has more on the defense cross-examination of Stormy Daniels.
Trump's defense team, in an effort to undermine the credibility of the former adult film actress, questioned why she was joyful at Trump's indictment in this case and was then shown social media replies where she linked to her online store. Susan Nicholas, defending Trump, asserted, "You're celebrating indictments by selling things from your store," to which Daniels replied, "Not unlike Mr. Trump."
The trial hasn't stopped Trump from doing a little campaigning at the courthouse, responding to the Biden administration's delay for sending weapons to Israel because of its planned invasion of Rafah.
If any Jewish person voted for Joe Biden, they should be ashamed of themselves. He's totally abandoned Israel.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham.
The consequences of this decision, Mr. President, are going to change the region and the world for all the worse. I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you, change course.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is ready to go it alone to defeat Hamas if it has to. Thunderstorms are starting to clear out of the deep south while many areas continue to clean up from yesterday's activity. In Columbia, Tennessee, Murray County Fire Chief Richard Schatz says at least one person is known to have been killed and rescue crews have been looking for others.
Crews did work throughout the night checking, so crews have never left the area and crews have continued to search, double check, triple check areas.
This is Victory Day in Russia. And CBS's Cammy McCormick says Russia's leader is verbally attacking the West.
President Putin accused the West of arrogance and stoking conflicts around the world. He said, "We will not allow anyone to threaten us," here through an interpreter.
"We must always be on combat alert."
Relations between Russia and the West are at a low due to its invasion of Ukraine.
Another pageant winner has turned in her crown. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Miss Teen USA has handed back her crown 8 months after she won the title. In a statement, 17-year-old Uma Sofia Srivastava says her personal values no longer fully align with the direction of the organization. 2 days ago, Miss USA Noelia Voigt stepped aside, saying she wanted to focus on her mental health. The departures come amid allegations of bullying and a toxic workplace at the Miss USA organization. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 248 points. The Nasdaq has gained 29. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
It's 2:03 on WTOP on this Thursday, May 9th, 2024. It's cloud cover right now. We sit at 71 in D.C. Good afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Brendan Hazelton. Our top local story this hour. We are learning that the district has reached a settlement now in a pair of cases involving the mayor's former chief of staff. We get details from WTOP's Nick Iannelli.
This is a development in the sexual harassment scandal surrounding John Falcicchio, who used to be Mayor Muriel Bowser's chief of staff, as well as the city's deputy mayor for planning and economic development. Two city employees accused him of sexual misconduct, and D.C. has now settled those cases. In a statement to WTOP, the D.C. Mayor's Office of Legal Counsel confirms the settlement, but says due to confidentiality provisions, it can't disclose the terms at this time. Attorneys for the victims say say they also can't discuss details, only saying they praise the courage of their clients. Felcicchio stepped down from his roles with the city last year when the allegations first came to light. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
First stages of planning for a new key bridge in Baltimore are now underway, and Maryland's U.S. senators are trying to make sure federal dollars will take care of what will be a very costly project. WTOP's Mitchell Miller today on the Hill.
Senators Ben Cardin and Chris Van Hollen have offered an amendment to the FAA reauthorization bill
to make sure that we move on this legislation just as quickly as possible.
Van Hollen says the amendment would ensure that 100% of the cost of the bridge would be paid for by the federal government. Preliminary planning has already begun for a new span, which could cost nearly $2 billion and take about 4 years to build. Van Hollen has praise for all the work done to make progress toward clearing the channel, and he's calling on fellow lawmakers to help with the long-term costs of a new bridge.
This is a moment for us to come together on a bipartisan, indeed a nonpartisan basis, and get this done.
On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
205, a local volunteer fire department was recently scammed out of more than $200,000. And last year alone, cyber criminals got nearly $3 billion by intercepting online transactions. Now, the Secret Service is among the agencies helping to investigate. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports on what to watch out for when you're online.
Stavros Nikolakakos with the Washington Field Office of the Secret Service says watch for any variance in email addresses. For example, I'm at WTOP.com. What should raise a red flag there?
An email from at VVTOP.com. The two V's look like a W, or WT0P.com. Are you going to be able to pick up the difference?
Also, pay attention to any unusual variations in grammar or usage.
My personal favorite is kindly. Like, maybe it's because I'm a New Yorker and I just don't use the word kindly, but I see that a lot in a lot of these emails, right?
Nikolakakos says lots of workplaces offer training on phishing and email security. He advises that you do keep up with it. And he says two-step authentication is still a good practice. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
A boil water advisory remains in effect for some residents of Upper Northwest D.C. That advisory went into effect yesterday for about 4,800 D.C. Water customers after a water main break at 40th and Morrison Streets. D.C. Water says the advisory will continue until at least tomorrow. You can go to WTOP.com to access an interactive map of the affected area, and we'll let you know when the advisory is lifted. The New York Times dubbed him the last leading man of Broadway. Well, this Saturday, Brian Stokes Mitchell hosts Broadway in Bethesda.
A lot of people know me from Broadway, so I like to give people what they want, so I give them a lot of Broadway tunes. But I was actually raised on all kinds of music. I was raised on standards. I was raised on jazz. So I like to mix my set up a lot and give people a really beautiful experience.
Brian Stokes Mitchell earned his first Tony nomination for the 1998 revival of Ragtime before winning his Tony for Kiss Me, Kate.
One of the things that I love about theater is that you're experiencing something that is happening in front of you, for you, only ever that one time. In all of time and all of space. The performer on stage, me in this case, is working from the energy of the audience. It's never the same thing twice.
Broadway in Bethesda hits Roundhouse Theater this Saturday. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Hear their full conversation on Jason's Beyond the Fame podcast.
Coming up in Money News on WTOP.
Rates finally turn the right way. Barely. I'm Jeff Clable.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Are HR legacy systems slowing you down? It's time to cast aside rigid, outdated technology that makes it impossible to evolve. Enter Workday, the platform that meets tomorrow's challenges today. With Workday, you can streamline operations, automate tedious manual processes, and operate strategically across the organization, giving your agency's leaders more time to focus on your mission and your future. Discover how Workday can support your federal agency today at workday.com/federal.
Good Thursday afternoon. It's 2:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, to Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Well, not the best beltway day between Bethesda and Tysons. Outer loop traffic was worsened, the work zone prolonged at Georgetown Pike because of a crash. It's getting cleared from the right lane as we speak. Barrels will be pulled back out of that lane soon, but usually they have this one clear by now, so outer loop traffic is backed up. to about the 270 spur. Interloop traffic is slow from Route 7 past the toll road. The work zone keeps the right lane blocked. And speaking of the Dulles toll road, eastbound traffic is still detoured off the toll road at Herndon Exit 10 onto Centerville Road. Crash investigation ongoing. If you're coming from Dulles Airport in the access lanes, you can continue eastbound along 267 toward Reston and Tysons. Access lanes are open. All westbound lanes are open as well. 66 westbound, brief delay, sudden slowdown beyond the Beltway. Might be something blocking a lane there. Beyond that, no issues. Eastbound near Marshall, work zone still has you down to one lane. 95 northbound traffic slow from Newington into the Springfield interchange. And following 95 north onto the outer loop, one of two lanes blocked on that flyover. In Prince George's County, coming off the Beltway, southbound on Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, traffic is jammed beyond Suitland Parkway. It's a crash near Dower House Road on Route 4, south of the Beltway, heading for Upper Marlboro with delays. Heading to Maryland's Eastern Shore, it's clear sailing on Route 50, 270, nothing in the way from Rockville on north toward Frederick. Check out the Genesis GV70 EV with electrifying elegance and shocking incentives, including $18,500 in lease cash. Charge in to Genesis of Rockville and Gaithersburg at fitzmall.com. I'm Dave Deldine, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Moving through the afternoon, off and on showers are likely. May hear a few rumbles of thunder south of D.C. Temperatures upper 60s to middle 70s. This evening, a better chance for some storm activity, especially south of the district. We're talking over toward Frederick, Southern Maryland, and the Northern Neck. Once we get all that out of the way, showers continue for your Friday, upper 50s to lower 60s. Showers stay in the forecast as we move into Saturday and Sunday. Highs both days will be in the 60s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Looking at 69 degrees in Annapolis, 72 in Chantilly. We have 72 as well in the nation's capital. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
WTOP's Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Mortgage rates turned the right direction this week, but not much. Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year fix fell to 7.09%. The first time in 6 weeks, rates have moved lower. Another potential sign of a slowing labor market. First-time filings for unemployment benefits rose to the highest level since August last week. The Capital Area Food Bank, the largest food distribution nonprofit in the D.C. area, is opening a brand-new 45,000-square-foot distribution center in Lorton, four times the size of its previous warehouse there. When opened, the Capital Area Food Bank will have three distribution warehouses in the area. The Dow is up 245 points. The S&P 500 index is up 18. The NASDAQ's up 36. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Save now at Whole Foods Market on all the treats and eats mom deserves, like no antibiotics ever strip steak for dinner, tulips for the table, and more. Shop in-store or online today.
It's 212.
Hogan is running for Senate.
Democrats have a big problem.
Talking about a margin of one vote, two-term governor leading also Brooks. But Hogan is in a dead heat with David Trone.
David Trone's the only candidate strong enough to beat Larry Hogan.
David listens to people and he fights for what they need.
He believes in opportunities.
And he's willing to fight for working people like us.
He has worked for prescription drug affordability. And I now can get my medication and pay my bills.
David has been an advocate for reproductive freedom from the start.
David's always been about second chances for everyone.
Congressman Trone passed the Second Chance Act.
I think he sees everyone as human beings.
David knows if you want to help students, hire more teachers.
We have a former governor who is running for the party of Trump.
The very rights that I've known my entire life are on the line.
David
is our best shot to defeat Larry Hogan, period.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Okay, raise your hand if you want to make your life a little bit easier. Great. Now raise your other hand if you like to be comfortable. Perfect. Now that you have both hands raised, imagine putting on your shoes. And that, folks, right there is your answer to an easier, more comfortable life. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. This is footwear you don't need your hands to put on. They can be raised in the air, and you can just step it and go. Why don't you experience what people can't stop talking about? Life-changing Skechers Slip-ins. Get your Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
Hey, coming up in just a minute here on WTOP, new study shows devastating health impacts of ultra-processed foods. Yeah, that's junk food. We'll have a live report just ahead. 214.
Open that window and get a breath of fresh air. This spring, PJ Fitzpatrick has great deals to replace your leaky old windows with beautifully designed, budget-friendly, energy-efficient, American-made windows. PJ Fitzpatrick has a variety of financing packages that work with most any budget. Plus, PJ Fitzpatrick provides peace of mind with a lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. You can have it all. Visit TrustPJ.com today for a free design consultation. That's TrustPJ.com today.
Washington's top news on your radio and on your phone with the free WTOP app, giving you the smartest smartphone in town.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
At 2:15, good afternoon. I'm Brendan Hazelton.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for being with us.
Well, for years, there have been health warnings about ultra-processed foods, including cookies, donuts, and potato chips. Oh, the list goes on and on, doesn't it? Now a new study suggests large amounts of junk food can result in an increased risk of dementia, Parkinson's, and a shorter lifespan.
Well, joining us live with an in-depth look at the study, the Washington Post wellness reporter, Anahat O'Connor. It's great to have you back. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
So this study lasted for more than 30 years, so that's a pretty good sample size. What kind of results have you seen here from this study?
Yeah, so it's fascinating. This study tracked tens of thousands of people for over 30 years. And every 2 to 4 years, they, you know, delved into these people's lifestyle habits and gave them detailed questions about their diet patterns. And they found essentially that people who ate a high amount of ultra-processed foods, so we're talking on average 7 servings a day or more of ultra-processed foods, these people had a much higher risk of dying prematurely. And in particular, they found that they had an 8% higher risk of developing neurodegenerative diseases like multiple sclerosis and dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So pretty interesting findings.
Absolutely. I think most of us know what ultra-processed foods are, but are there particular ingredients we're talking about here or what?
Yeah, so ultra-processed foods are a pretty broad category. Essentially, they are foods that are considered sort of industrial formulations. So things made in food factories that have a lot of flavorings and preservatives and additives that are high in salt, sugar, fat. So, you know, there are obvious ones like cookies, donuts, you know, frozen pizzas, potato chips, that kind of stuff. But this study, you know, found that there were particular ultra-processed foods that were linked to a higher risk of an early death. And those were things like sugary and ultra-processed breakfast foods. So think, you know, these sugary breakfast cereals that are loaded with sugar and colorings and flavorings. They found that processed meats, so things like bacon and deli meats that are high in salt and preservatives, and then also sugary drinks, soft drinks, sodas, and diet beverages that are artificially sweetened. These things tend to be linked to a particularly increased risk of an early death from neurodegenerative diseases.
Anahat, it's a fascinating study. Thanks for sharing with us, and we appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm. Washington Post wellness columnist Anahat O'Connor.
Now to the top stories we're working on for you at WTOP.
Settlements have been reached in 2 sexual misconduct cases against a former D.C. deputy mayor.
The groundwork in motion for a new key bridge in Baltimore. Now lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working to dig up federal funds. Keep it here for full details in the minutes ahead. We are brought to you by Silver Diner. Fresh seafood at a diner? Yes, if it's Silver Diner. Enjoy fresh, not frozen, wild-caught Icelandic cod. Our Antarctic salmon as well. Have it as an entree or add it to your favorite salad. Served every day at a fair price. Silver Diner. Much more than a diner. Now to Dave in the traffic center.
Well, Virginia State Police are looking for a broken down vehicle on I-66 near Nutley Street. They're looking for it eastbound, but there's definitely something blocking a westbound lane before Nutley Street. So they'll be running the east and westbound lanes. On the northbound lanes of the Beltway, the interloop traffic is slow from Route 7 past the Dulles Toll Road. Work zone still blocking the right lane. Outer loop work zone between the Pike and Toll Road getting cleared from the right lane along with a crash, but both of them back traffic up deep into Montgomery County. You're on the brakes off the spur past River into northern Virginia. The Dulles Toll Road, westbound, open toward 28. But a section of the eastbound lanes of 267 remains closed in Herndon for crash investigation. Eastbound traffic on 267 from Route 28 is sent off at exit 10, Centerville Road. Dulles access lanes are open both ways to and from IAD. 95 northbound, slow traffic, riding from Newington into the Springfield Interchange. If you're following 95 northbound onto the outer loop of the Beltway, work crews seen blocking the left lane of 2 on the ramp. No delays at the Wilson Bridge. Maryland, southbound Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, a backup in Forestville because of a crash near Dower House Road. Delays off the Suitland Parkway to get past that on Route 4. North of town on 270, 95 at the BW Parkway. Nothing much to write home about. 50 looking good toward the Bay Bridge. On Kenilworth Avenue and the beginning of the BW Parkway near 50 and Chevrolet, work crews blocking lane in both directions. It's savings season at Lido Pizza. Tons of new deals and specials for everyone exclusively at LidoPizza.com. Lido Pizza, a local legend since 1955. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
All right, we've got 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin. Steve, plenty of clouds today. What about the rain? When are we expecting some of that?
It's on the way, but it's going to take a little bit of time to get to the metro area. Most showers are across northern Montgomery County into Frederick and then along the Pennsylvania-Maryland border. Not a whole lot to the south. Quantico, Fredericksburg, Culpeper, Warrenton, all dry right now, and a few showers across southern Maryland. Our temperature is pretty much where they are right now. That's how it's going to stay with cloudy skies. We do have a better chance for showers to arrive here this evening, perhaps hearing a few rumbles of thunder, maybe even some heavier downpours come 8, 9, 10 o'clock tonight. But by midnight, most of if not all of this should be trailing off with just a few lingering showers after that. Tomorrow it's going to be a dreary Friday, but hey, at least it's Friday. We'll see upper 50s to lower 60s. On and off showers can't be ruled out. Perhaps an isolated thunder shower or two. Mostly cloudy with showers on Saturday. And Mother's Day, it's not going to be totally dry, but we will see temperatures around 70 degrees. It's 71 in the district, 74 in Manassas, and 64 in Frederick.
All right, thank you, Steve. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Save 50% off installation plus 18 months, zero interest. Conditions apply. GutterHelmet.com.
Coming up on WTOP, a new poll shows some interesting numbers in the U.S. Senate race in Maryland. We'll have more in 60 seconds.
Remodeling for how you live today. Here's Bob Gallagher, president of Sun Design Remodeling, sharing how remodeling can bring family and friends together.
They had a number of different changes in their life that were leading them to need a different flow in their environment. The use of their spaces were changing. So they really needed help to kind of pull a string through the entire project. So we worked in just about every level of the remodel was they had family and kids that were just getting into high school and they had no choice but to come together. And that is key here because often there's so many things that are pulling our families apart. If the environment can be set up in such a way that it allows our families to consistently see each other, we find value that we had forgotten that we lost.
Sun Design is an architectural design build remodeler that transforms homes for the better thanks to a proven award-winning approach. Schedule your free consultation today at sundesigninc.com.
Dad's doctor says it's time to focus on quality of life and comfort. I'm not sure where to start.
I'm glad you called, Jessa. We can help.
When you reach out to Jessa, our hospice nurse will meet you at home for an assessment that's completely covered by Medicare to create a comprehensive care plan so you can truly be present in the moments you and your loved one share. Medicare and most insurances cover hospice 100%. Contact Jessa at jssa.org.
Proudly serving Montgomery County.
This is WTOP News.
Campaign 2024 on WTOP. The Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate is tightening up, with the latest polls showing a slight lead for Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks over Congressman David Trone, though the numbers are well within the poll's margin of error. And the increasing negativity in this race could be leaving some hard feelings in Prince George's County.
County Council Chair Jolene Ivey, an Alsobrooks backer, says,
"It is definitely, from what I can tell, very personal for the people who are not supporting Angela."
And she says Trone's small number of supporters in the county are to blame for the negativity surrounding the race.
"We're not out there tearing somebody else down.
We see things differently. And a primary is where I get to choose."
County Council member Crystal Loriotta disputes the idea that it's personal, though, and says she has friends supporting both candidates, and come Wednesday morning,
"They're still going to be my friends either way."
There will be a healing, but it's going to take a lot of time.
In Lanham, John Dome in WTOP News.
The Emerson College poll shows 42% of voters supporting Alsobrooks, 41% behind Trone, with 12% undecided. Again, the margin of error is just under plus or minus 3 percentage points.
Well, a man is in the hospital after a shooting this morning in Wheaton. Montgomery County police say it started on a Metro bus right before 11 this morning when the victim was confronted by two female suspects. All three got off the bus on Georgia Avenue near Windham Lane. That's where the suspects allegedly shot the man several times. He was taken to the hospital. He's expected to be okay, but the investigation is continuing.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
225, George Wallace is here with a bit of breaking NBA news.
Yeah, so you remember last week when Pat Beverly got an argument with a fan and threw the ball at the fan multiple times.
Right.
Which you cannot do.
No,
you cannot do. And then after the same game, he told a female reporter from ESPN to leave the post-game scrum because she did not subscribe to his podcast, which you also cannot do. Well, the NBA has now suspended him 4 games.
Which they can do.
Without pay for these instances. But now he's a free agent, so we don't know how much that suspension is going to cost.
Right.
Because he doesn't have his new contract
yet. That's true.
And the Bucks have been eliminated, but he will be suspended 4 games next year without pay. Other NBA news today, Celtics assistant coach Charles Lee agrees to a 4-year deal to become